VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on the VCY America Network. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be bringing back a feature we haven't run for nearly a year and a half. And I tried to do it about twice a year, and I looked back and said, it's been a long time. This is where we enable Crosstalk listeners to stand on their soapbox and address an issue of concern to you. You know, years ago, everything was delivered in wooden boxes, wooden crates, including soap. And many times they were thrown into an alley. Sometimes they were used to recreate something or used for other purposes. But at various times, one would go get one of these soap boxes and put it on this busy street corner, stand on it, and make some impromptu speech to those who would gather around. It was often regarding politics, sometimes on religion or a matter of concern. And that's what we're going to give you today. We're giving you a soapbox platform. That is within reason, of course. But we're going to give you up to a minute to address an issue of concern to you. Perhaps it's you want to comment on a current issue that's going on. Oftentimes, we know you try getting through the phone lines here in Crosstalk and they're busy, or individuals will say, why don't you talk about this topic or this topic or this topic? And the topics are more than what time enables us to do. But today, we're going to give you that opportunity to stand on your soapbox so that we might hear from many. We're going to limit your speeches to within a minute, and we invite you to give us a call. We're going to open our phone lines right now, and the number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And today we're giving you, the listeners, an opportunity to stand on your soapbox. That's 800-733-9829. And while we wait for the calls to come in, let me just share a few headlines from today. If you heard the Supreme Court ruling this morning, 6-3, that the Clean Air Act does not give the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency widespread power to regulate carbon dioxide emissions that a popular theory says contributes to global warming. That's from the Epoch Times. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion as a case, West Virginia versus the EPA. And this is something that's going to scale back the onerous regulations that have been coming from different organizations that just putting these rules into place, not passed by Congress. So another tremendous court victory by the U.S. Supreme Court. Matter of fact, Craig Rucker at Citizens for a Constructive Tomorrow, CFAC, said it's a major win. He said Gina McCarthy was President Obama's EPA administrator. Today, she is serving as President Biden's climate czar. Her clean power plan became a notorious example of bureaucratic overreach. But no more. The Supreme Court struck that down this morning, 6-3. The Supreme Court, though, this morning did give President Biden the green light to end the Remain in Mexico immigration policy that originated under the Trump administration. That vote was 5-4. The majority opinion written by Chief Justice Roberts, he said the use of the word may in the law question makes clear that continuous territory return is a tool that the DHS secretary has the authority but not the duty to use. So that case coming down, and Supreme Court Justice Breyer, no longer part of the court, as he has now retired and sworn in today, is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, becoming the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. And we will very likely see some extremist left positions taken by her on the court. That's her background. And one other thing from today as well, and that is President Biden calling for the removal of the Senate filibuster in order to codify Roe. So those are some of the breaking news issues here today. But I see our phone lines are all packed here today as well. So today we're allowing you to get out your soapbox and to share what's on your heart here. We're going to begin with Steve in Tempe, Arizona. Steve, you're on the air.
Thank you for your time. I'll only be about 10 seconds. God bless you for this station and for your program. I would simply like to mention a website that I would encourage people to go to. It's called geoengineeringwatch.org. geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigginton. Thank you so much for allowing me to say that.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go to Elaine in Antigo, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. This is not a political or a theological issue, but it's just something of interest that I've noticed. And I don't know exactly when or why this came about, but the word often, like O-F-T-E-N, the T is silent. And for, I don't know, last few years now, I hear people all over on radio or TV or whatever saying often, but the T is silent, like listen, L-I-S-T-E-N. We don't say listen or subtle, but I realize some people might think this is a silly issue to bring up, but it's just something that I've noticed, and I don't know, like I said, when or why it came about, but anyway.
You got it out there. Thank you for standing on your soapbox here today. Let's go to Brian in South Shore, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, it's very short and to the point. Despite what the SCOTUS rulings have been lately, I just want to remind everybody that Jesus is coming soon to look up and get prepared.
Yeah, Thank you. Amen. Thank you for that. Friends, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means that line is open for you to get out your soapbox as well here today, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Bill in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I would like to know is the conception, once the baby has been conceived, is it considered a live human being?
Yes. But okay. this is a time for you to get out your soapbox. So thank you, Bill. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. In that case, why is it that the women that abort their babies can't be liable for malpractice, murder, or homicide?
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Maxine, go ahead. You're on the air at Conneaut, Ohio. Time to get on your soapbox.
Well, I'm putting my grandmother on the soapbox. I think she solved our transgender problem. When I was about 8, I wanted to be a boy. Boys had more fun than girls. And I think every girl that lives, I'm about 90. So in that day and age, it was true. And she said, if you can kiss your elbow, you can be a boy. Now, it took me a couple weeks to figure out I had to break my arm in order to do that, kiss my elbow. But that ended it.
Okay.
So I think if little kids were told that, that would be the end of it.
Okay. We'll see if they teach that one in school, huh? Thank you for the call.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Peter in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to share. I usually listen to relevant radio because I'm a Roman Catholic, but I was listening to you and said get on the soapbox, and I just wanted to say that, you know, we're praying for the whole church. We're praying for our non-Catholic brothers and sisters for the terrible things that are going on in this country, and we're just wanting to see change and conversion of our leaders and us Christians so we can become real Christians and follow our Lord by the way of the cross.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Peter. And indeed, to be a real Christian, one comes by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Okay. Terry in Brookings, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to thank you for this time and say that my soapbox today is the fact that it seems like most Christians on, say, for example, Facebook, didn't even respond to the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade. And it blows me out of the water. I can't believe that they haven't thanked the Lord, acknowledged that this is a wonderful move for our country. They're all mute. Not all, I should say, but most of them are mute as if they're afraid of kickback from their friends, being defriended, not being popular. I don't know what, but I think it's just a terrible thing.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Let's go to Alice in Centerton, Arkansas. Alice, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. My concern is that people that call themselves Christians are doing what is right in their own eyes. We do not call sin sin as God sees sin. And the only hope for America is a revival that we submit to the God of love, do His good, acceptable, and perfect will. That's the way to be really free and have true happiness.
Very good. Thank you, Alice. And we're inviting you to get out your soapbox today. Make your soapbox speech something that's heavy on your heart. And I would like to just pull up that soapbox, put it on this corner of the street here, and share it with others. Your impromptu speech, so to speak. Our telephone number, 800-733-9829. Lawrence, Michigan, we have Zoltan calling. You're on the air.
Yes, Roe v. Wade has been overturned. However, babies are still being butchered daily. Do not bask in the glow of this single victory, because they are not going to give up. They're going to continue, and they still are continuing to kill babies. We have to double down on our activism and pray even harder.
Thank you, Zoltan. Yeah, indeed. And even as our guest have pointed out, this does not end abortion in our country. We need to keep that in mind, as he pointed out there, and takes it down to the state level. And certainly continued prayer, your continued speaking out on that issue is so important as well. Missy in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Am I on the air now?
You are on the air now.
Okay, so 2 points. One topic is, I would suggest, I love birds, and if anybody decides to get a large bird, do a lot of research, because a lot of birds are neglected and they're given to rescue organizations and they go through a lot of suffering in that. My other topic is, if somebody were to get lost and let's say only a little bit of their blood DNA was left somewhere, would they all of a sudden, if they could only be found by a rescue team based on their blood DNA and their chromosome was able to be in there, but they were transgender, so they're transgender, they would recognize themselves as female, but biologically they would be male, would they want to not be found, because it's like, oh, well, that's not the person we're looking for, because we're actually looking for a male named so-and-so? Am I explaining that right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if they were born female, all of a sudden transgender later on in life, male, would they want to ever, you know, because it's, I don't think your chromosomes change, even though everything on the outside would change and you take hormones and that. So it's just a thought. I hope I gave that analogy correctly.
Okay.
That was it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But no, you cannot ever stop being male or female. You cannot change your chromosomes. You're either XX or XY. You cannot change that. We follow the science, don't we? Well, tell you what, we are just seconds away from the break, so we're going to take the break, and we'll come right back to your phone calls here today, where we're giving you the opportunity to stand on your soapbox. And as you see, the topics of concern are quite varied here today, but it's an opportunity for you to get out your soapbox and to share your, perhaps it's a point of view on a major issue of concern. And our phone number to Crosstalk, lines are all packed right now, but jot it down, as we will be taking more calls in the next segment, 1-800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are whales related to any land animals?
Chris, evolutionists think they are. In fact, this is one of their strongest arguments these days, that whales evolved from land animals with legs. Some say that the ancestor looked like a cow or maybe a wolf or a hippopotamus. Well, I think they're all wrong. Recently, the head portion of a whale fossil was found in California. It didn't have the rear portion at all, but this didn't keep evolutionists from claiming that they had small rear legs. Chris, why do we believe them? Why do even evolutionists believe them when they make up stories like this? The Bible says that God created whales on day 5 of creation week. They've always been whales, and they still are whales. Even whales go back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Well, I know it's a very unusual topic here today, but so often we have listeners, you know, I wish you'd address this sometime, or this is a concern to me. How about doing that? And this is a great time for you to call in to address that issue of concern to you, up to a minute, to get on your soapbox, get out your wooden box, and stand on it, and to give a brief, up to about a minute speech on that issue of concern to you, and giving you that opportunity to get out your soapbox here today on Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's see. Holding the longest has been Ryan in Laval, Wisconsin. Hi, Ryan. You're on the air.
I found myself, like other times, being worked up and possibly upset about the worldly events and stuff in the secular world. I was driving to work, and the Holy Spirit came to me and said, Ryan, you have your blinders on. You're only looking at what's happening right now. He said, come to the water and take a break. Come to Jesus, Ryan. And it was the best feeling I had in a long, long time. And I just wanted to say, praise God and thank you for all the good things that we have. And people, if you're stressed out about stuff, you got your blinders on. You got to look at what's in the future. You got to look at eternity.
Look at the big picture.
You betcha. God bless you. And thanks for what you guys do.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Doug in Crittenden, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. My comment today, concern today, is after listening to your program recently about the global COVID summit declaration 4,
mm-hmm.
The seriousness of the things that are shared by the experts, it sounds like a lot of people just are unaware of what's going on. So I would encourage people to watch, I think it's about an hour long, watch rumble.com, the Global COVID Summit Declaration 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those that have gotten the vaccine, the shot, rather, no, it's not a vaccine. There is, I had it in front of me, truthforhealth.org. Mm-hmm. Truthforhealth.org. There's a vaccine treatment guide available. Our lives are in God's hands, okay? Mm-hmm. So we live by faith. But there's wisdom. There are things that we need to know about. And it just seems like so many people are not aware of the seriousness, the incredible seriousness of this shot.
Doug, I'm going to thank you very much. You're well past your time now, but we did have Dr. Valit on yesterday from truthforhealth.org, and we did play a lot of audio, Dalton did, on that Global Climate Summit there. So thank you so very much for getting on your soapbox here today. Pam in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to say something about progressives who tend to complain about education the most and the loudest and how there's never enough funds for schooling. And I often think, my goodness, progressives have controlled our education system, public and private, for over 100 years, and yet they're still complaining. I just find that very ironic.
Hmm.
And I often mention that to my liberal friends, and it's a very good, I don't believe in being snarky and having comebacks, but it is a very good thing to point out when people complain about education. Remind them who's controlled it. And also that we're something like 31st in the world in education for all the money we spend on education. And of course, as a Christian, I certainly believe that the schools not allowing children to have religious education is a big part of the problem. But okay.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now. Alan in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hey, enjoying your program here, and thanks for the opportunity to get on here. Just sad that it took 50 years to get people educated that abortion rights are not found in the Constitution, and I would also like to say that life does not begin at conception. Life begins with God. Isaiah announced 700 years before birth of Christ, and also mentions the birth of John the Baptist, prophesied 700 years before. Also spoke by Isaiah.
You said it begins with what?
Life begins with God, not at conception.
Oh, life begins with God. Okay, well.
God.
Okay, yeah, God certainly being the author of life and certainly has you know, open the womb and so forth. But yeah, when the actual human life begins, we see that happening at conception. Thank you for the call here. We've got Chris next in Hayward. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Good show today. I just wanted to give a quick comment on capital punishment. I think that it needs to be carried out against these convicted murderers sitting in prisons. I'm sick and tired of my years and my tax dollars going to pay for these people to eat and breathe and you know, after they've, you know, murdered. I mean, the Bible is clear, Genesis 9:6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. And just give you a quick example, we had a guy here in Sawyer County, up where I live, about 10 years ago, stab an old lady to death. She was 93 years old, and he stabbed her to death in her home while she slept. And he's, you know, sitting in prison for life now, and my tax dollars are paying to keep this guy alive, and I'm just sick of my tax dollars paying to keep murderers alive. I think we would free up our tax dollars, clear out our jails, and send a message through society that if you commit murder, you're going to be put to death. You know, and that would, and that, I think that would deter a lot of people from committing murder in the first place. And that's okay. My comment. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Chris. Scott is next in Clarksburg, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wanting to comment on how the eschatology of the 18th and 19th century is what caused the Great Awakenings, when because they were a post-millennial view of Christ's return, and it demanded and motivated them to action and revival around America. So I just wanted to comment on that.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. For many others, they know that the believe that the imminent return of Christ is a great motivation, knowing that Christ could come back at any time. Thank you. Zoe in Champaign, Illinois, thank you for your call.
Hi, Jim. Oh, I always wish we'd have these programs, because I think of things, and now I don't think of some of them today, but I have one. I saw a comment today, and I don't know if this is true, but, you know, and of course we're all so thrilled about what the Supreme Court did to regarding abortion, or, I mean, baby killing, but we know that that's not going to stop it. Mm-hmm. But somebody pointed out something that upset me. The shots, the so-called vaccines, which are not vaccines, they're causing apparently a lot of infertility and loss of babies. Mm-hmm. And so someone said, and I don't know who this was, and I don't know, and I can't say that it's absolutely true, but they said they don't need that anymore because the shots are going to cause infertility and get rid of births that they don't want. So they don't, you know, they can afford to overturn abortion now, because now, you know, and you can take that for whatever it's worth, but I just thought it was interesting to think about.
Okay. Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you.
John in Lawrence, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, and thank you for the program. In my life, I have lost my country. There is no family anymore. God is first. You don't even hear about that anymore, and even patriotism is being wrecked. And I guess I'd like to see all three back to normal. And as an aside, if I could, please learn how to turn down your radio. There's a delay. That's for you, Jim. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. Paul in Bussey, Iowa, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to talk about education, mm-hmm. Government education in particular. In almost every state, the largest budget item for the state is education. It takes up about 55% or better of every state's budget. And that's not all the money they get. They also get capital investment, usually through property taxes. So it's one of the largest industries in every state and one of the largest employers. And as such, it's a socialist monopoly of something that should be a free market system. It also seeks to control all of the competition that it barely has. And what's worse, the government owns the primary means of production, which makes it, by definition, communistic. Well, since it's communistic, when they kicked out God, it pretty much started migrating toward Marxism. Hmm.
Yeah.
That's why when you hear things like everybody who is not white is a new proletariat, and everybody who is white is the new bourgeoisie, the class warfare thing that they have going on with critical race theory.
Yep.
It's not an accident.
Okay, and Paul, we're going to have to leave it there, okay? Thank you for the call. Yep. And trying to keep everybody within about a minute here so that we can get multiple callers in on their soapbox. Amy in Appleton, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I've been listening to a lot of the talk radio and the transgender issue, which is very alarming and sad to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I would like to challenge the Christians to think about what was the tributary to bring about some of this confusion. When a man decides to identify as a woman, what does he do? He puts on a dress. I would like to challenge our women to go back to dressing like women and let the men dress like men and ask the Lord to forgive us for our own sin of rebellion and tearing down of the distinctions, which has been going on since the communists started to tear down America in the 50s in Hollywood, all that. You know, Chronicles 7:14 says, 2 Chronicles says, you know, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then he will heal our land.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
So we are a big part of that.
Thank you, Amy.
And that's my challenge. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye. Holly in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for these programs. I just wanted to talk. We are hearing a lot about the conversion therapy, especially here in Wisconsin with the ruling by the ordinance that was put in place in La Crosse where they're banning conversion therapy. And we hear a lot of mixed reaction on that, which is expected. But I understand that there are people who really believe that they've been born to feel these ways and what have you. But one thing that's really not discussed that concerns me is unwanted same-sex attraction. Say your five-year-old child has been raped, and as a result of that, the trauma has resulted them in having this unwanted same-sex attraction. And so I think it's important that we as believers and we as people who just really need to go out and speak the truth, we need to acknowledge that because that's a really critical component to that as well. And then just one other thing about, you know, pro-lifers, there's going to be a lot of babies who need homes and moms who need help. So if you're able, please open up your home for these kids. And if you're a mom, go out and mentor because they are in need, and that's our job.
Thank you,
so
Holly.
Thank you, Jim. God bless you.
Thank you for the call here today. And, wow, a lot, many varied topics and issues that many are getting on their soapbox for here today. We're up against a break, so we will commence with more of those soapbox speeches following the break here on Crosstalk. Lord willing, tomorrow we've got a news roundup that is going to pack out much of the program tomorrow, and so wanted to give an opportunity today to just give you opportunity to pull out your soapbox and address a matter of concern that you would speak from your heart as to perhaps a matter that's going on in our world today or in the church today. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. As we go into the break, I see the lines are all packed again, but every time you hear somebody hang up, that will be your opportunity to call. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk.
From the invention of writing, this world has been mostly ruled by kings. Power which concentrates into the hands of one person often rewards his friends, though, and punishes his enemies. The King of England was the most powerful king this planet had seen. So when Americans got the chance, they set up a government as far from a king as possible. A republic where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. How do republics rise and fall? How did 45 countries fall to communist dictators? Are these tactics used in America today? These and other issues are addressed in the book, Who is the King in America? By William Federer. This book provides the reader with an overview of 6,000 years of history and why America is unique. Discover the keys to preserving the freedoms of America's Republic. Who is the King in America? It's available for a donation of $18 or more. Ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Well, today on Crosstalk, we're giving you opportunity to get out your soapbox and to pontificate, to share, you know, a view that you have on the current event issue, etc., but allowing you to make that impromptu speech here today on the program. And we're going to begin this segment with Johnson calling in from Michigan. Hi, Johnson.
Yeah,
you're on
hi. I just wanted to comment on jets, you know, that so-called vapor trail. I walked behind a couple of jets here at our airport, and I walked behind. You can smell that kerosene. You know, that's jet fuel, kerosene. And that's pollution. They say vapor. Yeah, well, it's vapor, but it's kerosene. I mean, it's fuel being dumped into our atmosphere. And they talk about cars, you know, oh, boy, polluting the area. You got to go electric. And I went to go electric with airplanes because they're really a polluter. They burn thousands of gallons of fuel. And I know over here where I live, Michigan, I mean, you see those jet trails going this way and that way. And I always tell my wife, no wonder we don't get much rain in that. They're polluting the skies. Rain doesn't want to fall, I suppose, you know, because it's so carbon.
Okay. Well,
but anyway, thank you and have a good day, Jim, and God bless.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Karen next in Pennsylvania. Hi, Karen. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I'll just keep it brief, but recently a young girl put on Facebook how she was raped and she chose to keep the baby, and she wanted to encourage others to keep it worked for her, you know, that God blessed her for it, and her baby's beautiful, and she was encouraging people, and she got so much hate from that, and so I just had to make a comment that life comes from God, and then it got turned towards that, and not to bring religion into it, and using God in a little g. And one person said that, I wonder if it was a little child and they couldn't have the baby. And I'm thinking, okay, well, what's the reason behind that? And I kind of looked up research. And that wasn't even mentioned in the reasons people give. It's education, their work, ability to care for other dependents. 73% was not wanting to be single and have a baby. And 48% was they've completed their childbearing. So, I mean, no reason is good enough to kill another baby or kill a human being. And they just kind of like to keep going back to that one thing about a little child being raped and having a baby.
Okay.
I mean, that wasn't even in the equation for excuses, but they like to use that one. It's getting tiring. So
thank you, Karen, for your thoughts. Thank you for your thoughts here today. We have Ruth in Menominee. You're on the air, Menominee, Wisconsin.
Yes. Well, I was going for a walk recently, and there was a girl who was riding Roe v. Wade on one street, and then she went to the next street and Roe v. Wade. She wasn't glad that it got passed or that it was struck down. But anyway, I tried to talk to her, but she just didn't want to listen. But it was kind of interesting because that night God sent rain, and he washed the words off the roads, the two streets. So I thought that was rather interesting.
Okay. Thank you, Ruth.
But I love babies. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Bye-bye. Terry in Ohio, get out your soapbox here.
Yes, sir. I love your show. I really appreciate you, and I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
However, this thing in the Ukraine, I believe that the Ukraine war is being stretched out by the funding of all the countries around the world. They are not a member of NATO, and this thing about they would have already surrendered. Every time we give them a shipment of their arms, more people die where the country gets destroyed. We have a person who doesn't understand things in the White House, and he's getting rid of our petroleum backup we have to the tune of 180 million gallons. And then we don't know what's going to happen after that. He's ramping up World War III because he's sending over jets and everything to England, and it's really bad. And the truth be known, God will not be mocked.
Okay.
He's in charge, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Terry. We've got Joan in Green Forest, Arkansas. You're on the air.
Thank you. I volunteer for the organization National Center for Reason and Justice. It's a nonprofit group, and we help people who are falsely accused and wrongfully convicted, especially in child sexual conduct cases. I don't think a lot of people know that there are about a quarter of the people in prison who don't belong there. because they've been falsely accused and wrongfully convicted. And if people want to know a little bit more, ncrj.org, or they can read my article on the research that I did for 13 years on this topic under Joan L. Roberts, Modern Day Witch Hunts, and I explain how this process wound its way through the system for the last three decades.
Okay. Thank you, Joan, for your call here today. Leroy, Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the dollar being tied to the petrodollar. So I'm sure you're aware that they want everyone to go electric. What effect would that have on the economy? The dollar is tied to oil. You get rid of oil. What does that do to the dollar? Mm-hmm.
But actually, today, Leroy, we're trying to give you the opportunity again on your soapbox to address what your concern is.
I mean, I'm just pointing that out there.
Okay.
If they tie that, I mean, it's tied to oil. You get rid of oil, then our dollar is supported by nothing. And that just makes everything worse than that, what it already is with the economy.
Yeah, well, the dollar is, we're supposed to be backed by gold. You know.
Yeah. We're supposed to be. Yeah. But Nixon took care of that, didn't he?
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Leroy. Let's go to Mike next in Watertown. You're on the air, Mike.
Hi, I'm concerned about an event that they're planning to hold at Riverside Park in Watertown on July 30th. It's called Pride in the Park. And I don't think that's good for the community. And I think that all the churches and stuff that are in Watertown, if you're a part of a real church, you should get out there on July 30th and also have an event at the park. Maybe if you're just holding up signs with scripture written on them, or just sharing the gospel with them people. And that's pretty much what I'm calling about. There was an article in the Daily Times of Watertown. It says feathers ruffled by this. And just remember, when voting time comes, whoever approves this, as far as city council, the mayor, get them out of there. And I'm also hearing that they have cat litter boxes in the bathrooms at the Watertown High School now. I don't know if that's true or not, but for people that identify as animals.
Thank you, Mike, for sharing your getting on your soapbox here today. Daniel is next, Loveland, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. My soapbox today is I'd like to encourage everyone that has one to get rid of their television idol. 2 Corinthians 6 14 through chapter 7, 1 says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? And then he goes on down to say, therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, then I will welcome you and be a father to you. And then 7, 1 says that we are to be bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. And if anyone wonders whether this is a proper approach, everyone should evaluate all the programs that they watch and allow in their homes and ask themselves whether Jesus Christ would invite them to come and sit together with him and watch them with him. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. We've got, let's see, and my how we're thankful for like VCY.TV, where we have wholesome Christian programming even available on demand. Chris in Fairmont, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm a new listener to your show. I'm a former infantry Marine, current FBI analyst for 4 years. COVID hit. I refused to get vaccinated. I'm the first FBI employee in the nation to be suspended after they realized that was not enough to fire me. They have then opened internal investigation for being a threat to national security. They have stripped me of my top secret clearance and have an additional case of sexism and racism pending against me. I've been interrogated in D.C. I'm in need of advice and potentially a high-profile attorney, if you know any.
Well, Chris, we've done several interviews with Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel, and matter of fact, he's representing several individuals from the military, or representing several in the military right now, seeking class action status there. But I would suggest you give them a call at area code 407-875-1776.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for the call. Indeed, I'm sure they would have interest. Let's see, Saxon, Wisconsin. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, Jim. I might need to tap your brain a little bit here. That 12 o'clock reading that you guys just did today, I want to kind of challenge everybody on the Constitution. I sat here and I listened to that whole thing, and it was amazing to me how so many things that they talked about back then, I mean, you could change a couple of words in that, and it could be us today. But I don't know if the listeners can somehow get that replayed. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, every day when we listen to you, there's some days where you're like, there's so much going on. I don't know if we can even get to all of it. I'll pick out some other. What I want to say is I believe, and I've been looking into this stuff for a few years now, I think there's a lot more coming, but like Brandon House talked about.
Hello? Hello? Well, I think you got out of cell zone or something here, but we just lost your call. We're sorry about that. Let's go to Kevin in Cloquet, Minnesota. You're on the air.
We need to preserve the U.S. Senate filibuster rule. I encourage all of the listeners to call 202-224-3121, the Senate switchboard, and specifically ask for Senator Sinema of Arizona, Senator Manchin of West Virginia, Senator Collins of Maine, and Senator Murkowski of Alaska, as these four senators have the power to keep or eliminate the filibuster, and they also have a great deal of influence on other key issues. And I thank you for your help on these issues today.
Thank you for your call here on Crosstalk. We've got, Dimitri in Janesville. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thank you for the program. I just, going after from a couple calls ago, the quiet pruning of our military. I've got friends in every branch of the service, and even today, a handful of them are basically, if they don't get the shot, they're out.
Yeah.
We're talking 15, 20, 25 years of service. We can see that socialism and that Marxism, just quietly, not even quietly anymore, just taking over, and they just want drones. They don't want patriots. They don't want Americans in our service anymore, and that's extremely, extremely crazy when you think about that. So just I wanted to add that out today. Just be praying for our brothers and sisters in the service that's dealing with this issue right now.
Okay, good thought. Thank you for your call here today. Well, clock says we're up against a break here again, so we'll take the break and take more of your calls here. A very interesting and diverse program. Many different topics and issues of concern to the listeners, giving you opportunity to get out your soapbox here today on Crosstalk. And the number 800-733-9829. Back in 1 minute here on the VCY American Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, Lawrence Sullen was on my radio show. He's a retired U.S. Army Reserve Colonel, along with Bill Federer. They're warning about the fact that Joe Biden is turning the U.S. military against the American people. He's purging the military. He's used the COVID vaccine shots to do it, not honoring religious exemptions. He used critical race theory to do it, and the different branches of the military even had stand-down orders while they purge people out who would not agree with or celebrate the LGBTQ agenda. Why would anyone purge the military? Because they have plans to use the military against the American people. History backs this up. So what do we do? Colonel Sullen, in his latest article, is saying we need a state guard. He's not talking about a national guard. He's talking about an individual state guard, such as they have now in Florida and Texas. Why? To defend against a tyrannical central government. I'm Brandon House.
Well, today we're letting you get out your soapbox on Crosstalk. I see the lines are all packed out here again, so we'll get to calls here momentarily. Just want to mention, a couple weeks ago on Crosstalk, we interviewed Steve Miller. He authored the book Foreshadows, 12 Mega Clues that Jesus' Return is Nearer Than Ever. He talked about the foreshadow of the rise of globalism, the trends toward a one-world government, the struggle to build a united European empire, the spread of an all-invasive technology and surveillance. All these things happening at one time, folks. Number five was a progression to a one-world economy, the descent into moral and spiritual corruption. Number seven was a proliferation of deception. Number eight, the assault on truth. Nine, the increase of Christian persecution. 10, the explosion of hostilities toward Israel and the Jewish people. Foreshadowing number 11, the preparations for a new temple in Jerusalem, and then the forming of a coalition to destroy Israel. All that taking place simultaneously, and he just puts us all together in this book, Foreshadows, 12 Mega Clues that Jesus' Return is Nearer Than Ever. And it is just a most fascinating book. And I brought it up here because today is the final day. We mentioned that the VCY bookstore all through June was featuring this book, 60% off. It normally is $17.99. They have it for just $7.20, 60% off, but ends today, June the 30th. And to take advantage of it, you need to reach them by phone by 6 p.m. Central at 1-888-722-4829. 1-888-722-4829, or getting online at vcy.com. I'm sure it'll be up on the website through the entire day here today, vcy.com. Let's go right back to the phone lines, and I think we are reconnected with Kevin in Saxon. Kevin, we had you go in a bad cell zone or something there. But tell you what,
the devil just didn't want me to finish.
We'll tell you what, we'll give you up to about 30 seconds here.
You got it. Brandon House explained today about the Statue of Liberty, 61 years old. I never knew this, and I think that as Christians, of course, love the Lord. Make sure you got him in your heart, but then we need to keep an open mind and open eyes.
Okay, and we just lost Kevin once again. Okay. Frank in Port Charlotte, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is a lawful legal notice, the high contracting powers that be. This is a forced error quorum novus, writ of replevin for $6 trillion that Biden said was free. It's free men money of Justice's Court, Justice Township, Commonwealth of Montana. I claim all right, title, and interest for $7 trillion and all the gas and oil to the American people.
Okay, thank you for your thoughts. Let's go next to a caller from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Thank you for your programming. It's great. I have a quick FYI. I work at one of the local, the one and only Trauma One level hospital here. And just to let folks know, they are starting to put that HIV scare out, and they will be screening anyone that has blood work. They will be testing them for HIV. If you say no, you don't want to, they're just going to automatically do it for you. I think they should really take a survey and see how many of these people might be vaccinated. But we just have to remember that God is in control. So this is more of an FYI for everyone. That'll be started in a couple weeks, where they're coming out and saying that cases of HIV has increased like 60% in southeastern Wisconsin. Mm. Don't know what to think about it, but we just need to look up and pray and be grateful to our Lord for everything that he's provided us, education and his word, and we just need to keep going.
Thank you for the call. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I just wanted to say that the most dangerous place in the world is not downtown Chicago on a Friday night or standing on a street corner in Mariupol, Ukraine, but sadly it's in a mother's womb. Mm. U.S. alone has averaged over 900,000 murdered babies in the last year. And also, don't forget our January 6th political prisoners that are being held in the D.C. gulags by the Biden regime. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Merle. We've got David next in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. My name is David. I have a burden, and I would like to share it.
the burden is I have a village I live in, the city. There's no prayer meetings. And I found out they pray at Bible studies and they pray before sermon and after. My burden has been like an axe. In Acts 2:42, it says fellowship, breaking of bread, and also prayer. And then the Lord told me to just tell them this. We need prayer, and the reason is you take a chair, it's got four legs. You remove one, you can't sit in it, and they're removing prayer. Our churches need to be having prayer meetings and needs to be repenting. And I think if that happens, things will change. If not, we're going to just get what the people want, and I don't want that America go down the tube. So I ask you, all churches and wherever you live, get prayer meetings in the church and get repentance. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for your call. And that reminds me to say we are holding a day of prayer ourselves at Trail Ridge Camp coming up on August 27th. And more info at trailridge.org. Jim is next. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I heard a gentleman earlier talking about turning your TVs off, which is a very corrupting aspect to our lives, which our TVs hardly ever on. But what's taken its place is telephones, our smartphones, and we become strangers in our own homes at times where our loved ones are on those phones for hours and hours. How about putting the phones down with having a prayer meeting or thinking about how we can reach the lost around us instead? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. We've got Brenda next in Virginia. You're on the air.
Yes. So there's a website called StopTheCrime.com. It's a list of numerous companies from food, water, gum, other products that are using aborted baby kidney cells. So what they're doing is they're duplicating the cells in the lab. And so no, I can bet that when this abortion thing was turned, you can imagine how all these rich billion-dollar or million-dollar companies are even more upset because, you know, they need their harvesting of their kidney baby cells. So a lot of people don't know that they're like taking part in a satanic ritual by eating these foods, and they're just sadly laughing. I mean, it's in your everyday foods. It's like, and they call it bioengineering. That's one of the terms they use. And they use it as a different kind of flavoring, and they're going to turn it around, one of their many flavorings, and turn it around and say, oh, yes, we're adding this because it helps the flavoring of products. And then, hey, look, you don't need to put as much salt in there. So that helps, you know, with your health. Mm-hmm. And my second point was...
I'll tell you what, I don't have time for the second point because our closing music is playing, and we've got you over a minute already here. But thank you for understanding here, and thank you for your call. And to all of you taking time to call us today on the program, and many concerns. But friends, keep in mind, our God is far greater. And as many have pointed out, let's continue to keep in prayer, and let's be faithful serving Him. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.